Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a rapidly unfolding Lynn Hayes Freeland Show. I'm Ellis Cannon on KDK Radio, already in the third hour. We have covered a lot and a lot more to get to. In this hour, specifically, we're going to be talking about how to spring break in Pittsburgh, and a little bit later also we're going to be talking about where Pittsburgh ranks in diversity, according to a national study. Right off the bat, when we start talking about how to break in Pittsburgh during a spring, it's interesting because a couple of reasons. Because, A, Bob Batts Jr. is on the radio to talk about it. Number two, I want to ask him why he endeavored to do this. And three, what did he find? Although I have to say parenthetically, when the printer is about five pages, he found a lot. Bob, welcome to the radio show. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Yeah. So first of all, how did this come about? Why?
I could just see it coming. It's another year where a lot of my friends who have school-age kids like I do, they started talking about going to Turks and Caicos Islands, going to San Diego, going to South Florida, and I'm pretty much not going anywhere for another year. And I'm just, what I'm waiting for now is for the, Facebook posts to start popping up and the Instagrams.
Yeah.
And I want to unfriend these people at least for next week. Then
I'll friend them
again.
Yeah, that's appropriate. Yeah, they're going to make fun of you. That's what they're doing, Bob. They're making fun.
Well,
they're laughing
they're
at you.
They're bragging. They're bragging. Yeah, I'm going to be looking at these sunny palm trees and sunburn and tropical drinks and ice cold beach beers. And, who knows, if we might get snow here next week for all we know, the people who are going to be here in Pittsburgh still. So
yeah. They're not your friends, Bob. So let's turn our attention to what you found, because, again, you found a lot.
I did. I may have found that Pittsburgh really is a great spring break destination. We just don't frame it that way. So maybe I might be ahead of the curve and be somewhere where everybody's going to want to be in the next couple of years. But I think Pittsburgh is a lot more beachy and tropical in April than a lot of people might think. One of the things that I'm going to do while I'm stuck here in spring break next week is we have a lot of good restaurants and bars where you can get a little taste of spring break.
Mm-hmm.
One of the go-tos, a lot of people I think have heard of Hidden Harbor, this nationally known tiki bar out in landlocked Squirrel Hill, but that's a place where you could go any time of the week next week and have a little bit of a tiki experience and get away a little bit. So that's one of the places I suggest in this story.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to love the fact we're talking about the tropics and tiki, and we're talking, as you point out, the Squirrel Hill, which, like you said, it's surrounded by a lot of land. But that's okay. We're
going to
let the imagination run wild.
Well, so you want a real beach, and you want some real water, we've got a lot of that too. Just on Monday, my family and I went out to Paradise Beach and walked in the sand. Took a selfie of ourselves. I'm kind of keeping that one for next week, maybe a way to fight back against some of my friends' posts from Puerto Rico and
touché,
stuff.
Touche.
Paradise Beach is a very short drive for most of western Pennsylvania, and not only can you be on the beach, but you can go bowling there too, which I think is a nice touch that not a lot of my friends are going to have.
Mm-mm. No, that's
Paradise
quite the combo.
Paradise Beach Bowl is a very nice bowling alley, and it describes itself as Pittsburgh's only bowling alley on an island on a beach, and that just happens to be that it's Neville Island on the Ohio River, but it's still pretty nice. So And when you're inside the bowling alley bowling, you're bowling into the silhouettes of palm trees, which you don't get that everywhere either. So
no.
That's another place I would suggest people head out to.
That's art. That's art. Once again, joined by Bob Batts, Jr., Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, on spring breaking in Pittsburgh. You're obviously interesting me more by the minute. What about piers? What about, you know, beach houses, breakfast, things like that?
Well, there one. I haven't been to this place yet, and I think I actually will spend a little of my break next week to check it out. But there is a place called The Pier at Sharky's. The Pier at Sharky's. Doesn't that sound like Daytona Beach or something like that? Like, it doesn't sound very Western Pennsylvania. But a friend of mine at the Laurel Highlands Visitors Bureau, who lives out in Latrobe, said that this is a lovely place to go with her husband. And on a day like today is shaping up to be, now that their spring hours have started, you can sit outside on wood decking and look out at this great view. It's not ocean. It's not water. It's the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport over there. But the view's pretty nice. They got tiki torches. They've got tropical drinks. They've got surf and turf. It sounds and looks lovely. In this story, in Sunday's Post Gazette, we have a photo taken outside at the pier at Sharky's, and it looks great. The menu looks great too. So.
Well, you enjoy that, Bob, and it sounds like your entire next week is going to be about eating and drinking through spring break, and perhaps that's the way it should be, assuming that it all works out well for you. We'll touch base with you down the road. Otherwise, folks can read all about it at postgazette.com. Thanks so much, Bob. Appreciate the fun you had.
All right, and have a great spring break.
Very good. All right, let's get out to some traffic and weather because we're at that time. All right. Now, I'm Ellis Cannon in for Lynn Hayes Freeland. So here's the thing. We just had this guy on, Bob Batts Jr., pleasant enough fellow, did extensive research on how to spring break in Pittsburgh, but it also does perfectly into how to summer break in Ligonier. I mean, can't we see that segue? I certainly do, and it's a natural. So the Trib has a story, and if you're in Westmoreland County, or for that matter, you've just been out to Ligonier a lot, like over the last 90 years, you know that Ligonier Beach, right there on the right side as you're headed away from town going east, is a landmark. It's an historic landmark. It's got, you know, incredible memories. It's been around forever. And anybody who's ever spent any time up there knows of its most recent plight, but perhaps not so much what could be done about it. And I have an update for you. And I must say that for 15 years, our family lived up there, and that was when Ligonier Beach was doing quite well. And you may think we're laughing about landlocked Squirrel Hill. Well, there's streams and Loyohana and all of that. But, you know, a beach in Ligonier just by itself was somewhat funny until it wasn't funny anymore. And that's when there was some flooding that led to the beach not being open, at least last year. Pumps were messed up. Restaurant furnace was messed up. And so the owners at that time, as the Trib reports, filed for Chapter 7, personal bankruptcy. Well, the supervisors of Ligonier Township, they're hoping to resurrect it. I like its characterization accurately as iconic. They voted unanimously this week to make an offer to buy the private pool and restaurant from Mr. and Mrs. Kozar. Said that they wanted to be very proactive about that piece of property and not just let it go to the wayside. Now, you may know, of course, right down the road, before you get to Ligonier traveling eastbound, you've got all types of things going on at Idlewild Park, including water and things of that sort. The township is applying to a State Department of Conservation and Natural Resource grant to assist with the purchase and also pursuing assistance through the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. Chairman of the supervisors is Wade Thomas. He said, everybody in the Ligonier Valley and all around the region knows where that property is. It's important to this area. Goes on to say he's uncertain what development direction would be pursued if the township acquires the property. could be for recreational purposes or multiple uses or historical preservation. I like the idea of cleaning out the pool, putting in a hose, turning it on cold, fill it up, and somebody just have some French fries. I mean, realistically, isn't that how most of us enjoy the pool anyways? So they're making this formal offer, and we're going to see where it goes. Scott Haynes, who I've known since, I think, 1977, he's executive director of the Ligonier Valley Chamber of Commerce. Great guy. He always has been. Good basketball player, knew him well in the family. He sees this as a positive step. I pass that area quite often, says Scott, and right now that area is downtrodden. Anytime there's a possibility of getting someone to come in and possibly do something positive to improve it, it's definitely a good thing, and it looks like they're going about it the right way, getting the community input. Now, once again, we have this federal bankruptcy case. Scott, I know you're listening. Call me. We'll see what we can do together. All right, welcome back, everybody. Ellis Cannon in for Lynn Hayes Freeland on KDK Radio. Got a lot more over the course of the next 90, so you don't want to go anywhere, including some guests in the form of a gentleman by the name of Joe Gonzalez. He's going to be joining us right after the news here with Rose about a study done that doesn't reflect well on Pittsburgh's diversity. We'll find out just how bad it is. Also, Mark Rubino is going to be with us at the 1 o'clock hour at the very top as we discuss some things regarding an increase in emergency rooms, particularly visits, particularly out east, what's behind all that and more, just what the numbers reflect. I'm efforting right now as well to find somebody, and I believe we're going to pull this off, and that has to do with this new AHN network launch of 24/7 nurse line. They've had other lines, but I'm interested in this. This comes in a press release today. Just got a call on it during the break, and I'm going to try to make that happen sometime in the 1 o'clock hour as well. Noah's out front on the production end. Jen's in the newsroom, as always, keeping track of everything. But right about now, it's time to listen to the news, take notes when she's talking with Rose Ryan Douglas. I talked to Marty about it. He's fired up over that. But joining us right now is Jill Gonzalez. I'm Ellis Cannon. Welcome back to the show. Jill is with the Wallet Hub organization, and she is going to explain to us the study on diversity that was done, where Pittsburgh ranks and things of that sort. Jill, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on KDK Radio. Jill, let me start off with, I guess, how the study came about, what type of factors and metrics and things of that sort are looked at, and ultimately the results.
Well, we looked at diversity in more ways than one. So we did include a cultural diversity, which is, I think, what comes to mind when we all think of the word, but also in terms of socioeconomics, religious diversity, household diversity. So we looked at this in every way that you could, and we looked at over 500 cities. Pittsburgh ranked 273rd, so middle of the pack. I wouldn't say necessarily a good or bad thing.
273 is in some ways better than I thought, because I actually had heard previously, before we did any real research on it, that it might be toward the bottom. So I guess it's good to not be quite that bad. Where does Pittsburgh need to improve using those metrics?
Well, it's middle of the pack when it comes to socioeconomic diversity, so that has to do with income and cultural diversity, places like birthplace, ethnicity, background. It actually did very well, ranked in the top 100 when it comes to religious diversity, so all types of religions being celebrated there. And it could do a little bit better when it comes to economic and household diversity, so that means that when we're looking at household makeup, we see a lot of the same things in terms of marital status, age even, household size. So that's where it could be a little bit more diverse.
Take me a little bit behind the scenes, because I'm thinking to myself, 500 cities is a lot. You've identified a handful of factors. Perhaps there's more. I mean, how does that process unfold?
Well, it's certainly a lengthy one. I mean, most of this information we can find from the census and from ARDA, but it does take a while to parse out, especially among the 500 cities that we looked at, small, medium, and large. So to give you a better idea of where Pittsburgh ranks across similar-sized cities, mm-hmm. there's about 61 large cities in the U.S. So number one this year was Houston, 61 was Detroit. Pittsburgh was 58th. So could be a little bit more diverse when you think of those bigger cities.
Okay, well, that's what I was thinking about then, and I'm glad you clarified that, because you have the overall grouping, smaller places like, you know, Germantown, Maryland, perhaps, but, you know, smaller places, and then you've got the large 61. So 58 out of 61, I'd like to see that get bumped up. I don't know if you have a means by which that could be done, but on the other hand, I'd like to at least find out who was actually worse. Detroit is 61. Who was 59 and 60?
Yeah, so I think that there's definitely some trends here, some Rust Belt area trends. St. Louis was 55, Pittsburgh 58, Cleveland 59, and then out to Colorado Springs at 60th, and Detroit, as we said, came in last here for big cities.
Why is this important?
Well, a lot of times, you know, just looking at this economically, local economies generally fare better when they are embracing and capitalizing on new ideas. And we saw that during the Great Recession with Detroit. Not a lot of diversity and not a lot of industry diversity either. So those cities that do rely on old ways, on specialized industries, tend to be hurt more by changes in the market. So obviously new ideas come with new people, fresh blood, and that's why, I mean, diversity is so important for so many reasons, but even just looking at this, you know, from an economic standpoint, we can see some huge takeaways.
Jill Gonzalez is with Wallet Hub. I have to say, I've seen other studies from Wallet Hub, and I want to say that they are, you know, been positive or complimentary regarding Pittsburgh. It's just totally off the top of my head. Has there been a previous study when it comes to diversity? And if so, where did Pittsburgh land then?
Pittsburgh, I would say, is moving up ever so slightly. I think last year it was 59, so even moving up a spot counts for something. And it's interesting because when you compare it to a place like Detroit, think, you know, with these more Rust Belt cities, you can go one of two ways. And Pittsburgh has gone in a positive direction, a huge robotics hub now, a lot of industry variety now. So that, I think, is why it is seeing more people come there for higher education. More people come there from all over the country and even all over the world.
Well, you're hitting it on the head, because that's what I was about to point out to, is that there has been a litany of things that have been developing here with respect to tech and things of that sort. And, yeah, I mean, we're by definition a Rust Belt, some would even call Midwestern city. Not sure I agree with that, but nonetheless, I know where we are. But there's been a number of positive things going on with the economy, and I'm hopeful, at least, that with those changes and with that growth, that we'll see some increased diversity. The better, the more diversity, the better.
Absolutely. I don't think Pittsburgh is that far off.
Okay, well, good. I really appreciate it. And where can people learn more about this if they care to?
Yeah, to see exactly where Pittsburgh ranks a little bit more into why, or any surrounding smaller cities or suburbs, you can check this study out at wallethub.com. It's 2019's most diverse cities in the U.S.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed the conversation, Jill.
Anytime, likewise.
Welcome back, everybody. Ellis Cannon, KDK Radio. I'm in for Lynn Hayes Freeland. Top of the hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Mark Rubino. He was quoted in a piece that we found with the Trib Live. And if you're in the eastern part of town or area, you know all about UPMC East and all about Forbes. And if you have been to either of those places in recent months and, frankly, years, you've probably noticed what is in fact true, and that is quite the uptick on visitors to the emergency rooms. And I want to talk to Doctor about that. He's the president of Forbes, so I want to find out what's behind that, just how big that is. We've seen UPMC East, which, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I tend to remember it as being something that was not going to be on the scale that it ultimately became or is becoming. And, of course, they've got a big, big expansion going on out there. It's very much a full-time hospital. So there's, you know, that whole chicken and the egg. What comes first? We'll ask. We'll find out. That'll be after the top of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.